Hey, what's happening?
Not much, man. How are you?
I am doing very well, thanks. Sorry, Mr. Call.
That's all right. Sorry, Miss Joyce.
All good.
So, updates. I don't really have any news for you. The one guy who was supposed to come in for Thanksgiving messaged me that he's not going to be able to make it, so I'm just going to get that pile of stuff. Those are the – that was the 3.2 you sent me?
Yes.
So I'm going to get that back out to you. The other guy for the 3 carats – I'm at a loss at this point. I have no idea. He's taking forever for anything. He's not really letting me know what's on his mind. He's not really doing anything. So I messaged him, and I'm just trying to figure out where we're at with this.
Okay.
But I don't have any sort of answer at all.
Okay. Let's see. With has he come in and seen any of those?
He has seen all three of them.
Yes, okay.
Once, and then he came in again with her. They looked at them together. She picked the favorite. I didn't get a whole lot of idea. I got a, hey, okay, cool, Mike, I am going to contact you. When did I see him? I think I saw him Saturday. He told me he was going to contact me Sunday. I said, perfect, I'll be here. Just let me know. And then he hasn't reached out, so just waiting.
What was the favorite? Or actually, let me ask you this. What are, like, the top two?
The top two are 3.02 is the fave, 3.06 is second fave.
Okay, so why don't you hang on to the 302?
Okay.
And the 306.
Okay.
One last hurrah here, maybe the next couple days, Saturday especially, you know, love a good weekend where somebody has a little bit of time and decides to, you know, give the green light. Cool.
Yep.
If not, you know, maybe next week I go, hey, you know, I'm trying to get my November stuff back. Maybe, you know, we send back, you know, both of them and we save them on the account. But we can always just kind of go over that bridge, you know, when we do it. But in the meantime, let's get back to the one that they eliminated, which is the 301, the GSI-1.
Yep, and the 3.27.
And the 3.27. And we'll just kind of keep our fingers crossed, and, you know, maybe a Christmas miracle happens.
I hope so. You know, the annoying part, too, is it's always a stupid ring. Like, it's just a die-struck solitaire. Or I think it might end up just being a die-struck solitaire, which is, like, very underwhelming from our perspective. Like, that is a, like, now you're making a, you know, the diamond, like, 45 for, I don't know, 50,000 or something like that for a diamond, and then you're putting it in, like, a $1,000 setting. Woo! How exciting.
Right.
How exciting. Because I want it set high. Like, guys, it's a 3.5-carat diamond or a 3-carat diamond. Like, it is set high.
Yeah.
Like, your option is to have it set high. Like, it does not need to be die-struck solitaire high. So, not that I want more diamonds around it, but a little more custom and fun is ideal.
Yeah, just kind of adds to the flair a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. And
well,
you know what's going to happen? They're going to say, perfect, yes, we like this diamond. Can we still have it by December 10th?
Yeah, what did I get yesterday? Oh, don't get me wrong, it was not nearly as big of a diamond, but you know, it was a little over a 1 carat. And the guy goes, "Yeah, can I have it by this weekend?" And my jeweler's like, "No,
no, buddy, no. Do you know,
like,
what month it is?"
Yeah, like,
you
want it
3 days?
No, like, not gonna happen.
No.
He's like, "I can try to get this done in a week." Just because the mounting was pretty simple and stuff like that, he goes, but you're going to have to pay to expedite it. Like, there's going to be some things involved with that.
Right. Well, that's the other hard thing to ask. It's like, okay, so you're, say for this one, like, okay, if you wanted it by next weekend, yes, we could probably do it. Is the person going to want to pay an expedited price on a $50,000 purchase?
Right. Right.
Probably not. Like, I kind of, if it were me, I think I would kind of give you an FU.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. And I don't envy you retailers in the least when it comes to a situation like this, because yeah, if I'm a customer and I'm going, listen, I'm dropping $50,000, you can't, like, I think at that point you throw in the expedite for free. Now, if it's a $5,000 purchase, you know, and you're making, you know, a couple $100 or $1,000 on it, and they want it in 3 days, then you go, fine, you know what? I'll bump you right up to the top of the line, but it's going to be an extra $500.
Right.
You know?
I think I could get behind that a little bit more.
Yeah. I think that's just how it is. You know, you spend more money, you just kind of, you get the perks a little bit. I mean, you know, it's the nature of the beast, I guess. I don't know how else to kind of, you know, phrase it, but it certainly is, you know. It goes back to being a real big fish in a small pond, in my opinion, is always better than being a small fish in a big pond. You know, I would rather be very important to a few than not really important, but know a lot of people. You know, I'm spending a lot of money. That kind of equates to the same sort of comparison. Like, I'm spending a lot of money with you. Kind of, you know, not expect, but I would appreciate a little extra, a little bonus, so to speak. So,
That's fair.
ultimately, I just hope this guy comes back and goes, "Here you go, man. Yep, here's, you know, $50,000 or whatever you charged him, and you make a sale. We both make a sale."
I hope so. I mean, I hope. This whole thing is kind of interesting, actually. I don't know if I told you any backstory on him at all. He had come in a few years ago and bought a, it was like a 1.5-carat diamond pendant. He's a doctor, he's a local doctor. Bought the pendant. Like 6 months later, I get a notice in the mail saying that somebody disputed a charge. And I'm like, what charge? And I look at the name and everything, and it says client claims to have put in an order for a custom piece but never received it and had already paid. And it's like, okay, the guy walked in the store, paid for it, all this stuff. So he disputed the charge. And I don't know if, like, bought it for this girl and his actual girl found out. So I really have no idea what happened. But I had to deal with, like, all this dealing with credit card companies being like, hey, guys, no, like, he walked out of the store with this. Like, you're not taking the money away from me. And again, I don't know if they, like, lost it and he filed the claim not realizing that the jewelry store gets punished for it or whatever it may be. So I had to deal with this all this crap, and like, so at this point, I'm almost like a little spiteful of this deal as it is, because okay, like you had filed a claim for that diamond, now we're looking at $45,000-$50,000 diamonds. Like, what are you gonna do next? So Matt and I have been talking about it, trying to figure out like what our best move is, and I think, you know, I don't usually take a deposit, especially if it's gonna be done in the same month. Like, we're gonna try and finish this before Christmas if he does come in on time, but like, I'm taking payment right away. Like, before I even call you, like, I'm getting this payment.
I think that is, you know, certainly a good way to go about that.
But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. Like, we don't often have this big of a time sale, so it's, you know, we probably
Nice.
should every time we do.
Yeah.
But what do you do?
Right.
Damn, you're sort of excited to make a sale, but also like, all right, well, how excited am I if this is just going to get taken?
Right, exactly. It certainly wouldn't be very exciting at all. All right, we'll pop in that 327, the 301. If there's anything else that you need, of course, give me a call. Let me know. I'll be here today and tomorrow until 6 and open on Saturday.
Sounds good, man. Thank
All
you.
right, brother. Thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye.
Yeah, bye.